6:07 on the Central Coast. It is Friday, October 11th, 2019. Thanks again to Dr. Forsman for coming by. I know he speaks too fast and you can't understand every other word he says. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I believe everything he says with great authority. And I'm not going to say, yeah, don't go get a shingle shot or don't get this. I think the takeaway, whenever Dr. Forsman is on, to me, it's just my opinion, is that it's fair to say that there's division in the medical community. And it is incumbent on all of us to go online and do our own research. I mean, it couldn't be made any easier. You can just Google vaccinations. You can Google these different things that the doctor talked about and make up a list of questions. And the next time you go see your doctor, ask your doctor these questions. Ask your friends. Ask your family. Find out what they do. I can just tell you about shingles. I had shingles 2 years ago. 3 years ago, it kind of all blurs together given my health situation. And I take 2 acyclovir a day because I don't want the shingles coming back. And when, for some reason, I've missed a day or two, I can tell that they're coming back. So I have to be pretty careful. We will continue that conversation. Also, I want to point out the San Luis Obispo Police Department and the dog shooting case where the police officer shot and killed the dog he claimed in self-defense. You may not have heard that the couple involved have retained James McKiernan as their attorney. And I've reached out to Mr. McKiernan and I have invited him and the couple to be on the show. He has accepted my invitation. We don't have a date yet, but I suspect it's going to be sometime this month. I should know by the time we meet up on Monday. I'm pleased that that couple retained Mr. McKiernan. I show my bias here. I just think I think the city is going to get a massive lawsuit. And I think they should. And finally on this, I point out that still no one else is talking about the family on O'Connor Way, who is still not a family and has not been a family now for 1, 2, 3 months because of the actions of the San Luis Obispo Police Department. And it'd be nice for the parents and the children to be reunited. On Monday, some of you have the holiday. If you do, I'm not going to begrudge you. We'll start it off with Craig Schaefer from PCPA. They're getting ready to mount a musical, A Little Mermaid. We'll talk about it and give away some free tickets. Mothers for Nuclear. The Mothers for Nuclear will be here. Rick Bruce is coming down from Cambria. They're getting ready to stage Orson Welles' classic War of the Worlds. But I want to talk about that production. What happened? And why did it have such an impact on audiences? And just Orson Welles to me is still one of the more fascinating people of the 20th century. And we'll talk about that. And then we got all sorts of stuff. Restaurant critics are going to be with us on Tuesday. Charlie Puffer from Puffer of Pismo is going to be with us on Wednesday. King Harris is going to be here on Wednesday. I'm trying to get a solar energy discussion going on Thursday. We'll just share with you as we go throughout the week. But I also remind you that you can go to our website at 920kvec.com and you can sign up for the KVEC Daily Update. And you get the Scott Taylor local news headlines. You get John Lindsay's complete weather forecast for the day. And you get our schedule. So every morning you will find out who's coming on this show, what time, and basically what they're going to talk about. So we got you covered going in. And then if you miss any of this, like if you didn't hear all of Dr. Forsman's presentation, it will be up shortly online at 920kvc.com. So as I like to say, there are just any number of ways for us to stay connected. We come back, Craig and I will throw up the phone lines, and we'll find out what's on your mind. It's time for Last Call on AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares.
It is 6:16 on Hometown Radio. Dave Congleton, Craig Hill. Craig, I have a guess. I'm going to guess that you're upset and you're going to be angry all weekend because Shepard Smith left Fox News. Am I right?
Yes, you know me like a book you've read a million times.
Explain to me, why do conservatives detest that guy so much? The anchor on an anchor on Fox News announced today on a show that after 23 years, he's leaving like now. He was one of the original correspondents hired by Rupert Murdoch. Why do conservatives despise that guy so much?
I wouldn't say despise. I would say he seems like the kind of guy you wouldn't want in a foxhole. You know, he seems like when the stuff hits the fan, he's where the wind blows. So you can't see him backing people up. And not that he should. I mean, he should be a reporter, but he should definitely look at both sides of the story. And to him, to me, it seems that maybe wherever the prevailing wind, that was the side he would be on.
So has he done this historically, or is this just under Trump?
Now, it's more under Trump. I saw it under Bush, and I saw it under even Obama, you know. And it was just the fact that it's hard to say. I'm trying to think of a specific time when I would see him just go with what was the popular opinion. And not try to see the other side.
So it's not because he was challenging Trump. It's just that you don't respect him as a journalist. I'm just trying to understand.
No, I respect him as a journalist. I'm sure he does a very good job. It's just there's certain kinds of people out there. And, you know, when, let's say right now Trump is under fire, right? Well, instead of looking where that fire's come from, he looks at the polls and that's where it's coming from. And he would add a little bit of his own opinion into a piece where he's supposed to be pretty much a straight reporter, not an opinion guy. You know, I don't mind opinion guys doing that. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to do whatever they want to do. But when it came to reporting, he would put in a little bit too much of his own opinion. And
So he had an agenda.
He had his own view of things. Yeah. And I don't think a reporter should have their own view of things. They should report on the facts. And he was good.
Who do you like? Who do you like? Because, you know, I don't really watch Fox. Who do you like the best at Fox? Is it Hannity?
No. He's not. Well, as far as a reporter.
Well, just anybody at Fox.
It would be. I think they all do a great job. I think even Shepard Smith did a good job. I'm not saying he wasn't a horrible person or anything, but Wallace.
Yeah, Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace. I think he's pretty straight down the middle. Not my favorite, but I think
I like him.
Of all the people, he's the most like a, I guess, straight shooter, dispassionate, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I like him.
Yeah. All right, Craig and I are here. You're here, so might as well be talking. We open up the phone lines and invite your phone calls. 805-543-8830 or 800-549-KVEC. That's 800-549-5832. You can pick up the phone, give us a call, talk about anything you want. You just want to say hi, that's fine. You want to promote an event, that works. If you want to ask us a question, we'll do our best to try to answer it. If you want to visit a topic that we have covered this week, that's fine. You want to go in a different direction, that's fine too. It doesn't matter. Let's take some calls. Alan is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Craig. Yeah, hey. I just thought I'd do a little positive thing here of shout out to those who've given me good service, good attitude. One was Alan's Draperies. I had to get something fixed in one of my curtains. He did it very nicely and even made a suggestion that made it work even better. And I like that he was proactive that way. And I have a weather stripping missing on the window, so I asked him where I might go. He sent me to Agsons, and I heads up to Agsons. They couldn't do it, but they were very nice and quick to refer me to somebody who could.
I like accents. They're really good.
Yeah, and I would have been fine, but they don't do the Milgard windows, which is what I have. But the fact that they were, there was no hesitation sending me, they sent me off to another company, waiting in for their callback. So I just like companies that are willing to send you off to somebody else if they can't do the job or can't do it properly. And what they were saying is they could sort of fake it, but that's the point.
Do you have a thing about companies that start with A?
Yes, I think so. Well, the A company sent me to another A company. Well, that's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm. And you're Alan, so we have another A.
Yeah, well, there's a little alliteration going there. I have no problem with that.
Anything planned this weekend, Alan?
I'm hoping to get together with friends tomorrow night, and not too exciting, but get my house clean tomorrow, which will be very nice. Those are the main things. I have a client on Sunday, just one of those. Once the Dodgers lost, it's like, okay, I'll find something to do in the meantime.
Yeah, there's no joy in Mudville.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Have a good weekend. Alan wants to acknowledge people for good customer service. There's nothing wrong with that. Danny's in Shell Beach on KVEC. Hi, Danny.
Good evening.
Hey.
Since you have Craig there and he's being talkative tonight, what's his take on Michelle's half-hour rant the other night?
Last night. Her insightful analysis, which Craig agreed with 100%.
You know, I'm going to tell everyone a little inside baseball here. I get calls every time she comes in or calls in. People call in and say, I can't stand this. She's horrible. It's not. And I say, back up. Don't worry. She's awesome because she has an opinion and she sticks to it.
That's right.
She is great for radio because whether you agree with her or not, you got to love her passion.
That's
and
right.
I could not be more opposed to everything she says on this planet, but I love having her on.
Yep.
She's entertaining.
Well, Craig has said that she's his favorite guest. So
She definitely has passion, but I almost pity the woman because it seems like her whole world is like 1 month of sunshine and the rest is snow and despair and CNN. And that's the takes I get from her.
It would have been great, Danny, if you had called in and said that to her and let her respond.
Well, it's called a Diablo Canyon outage. You know, we're working 6 days a week, and very difficult to, you know, call in except for the commute home.
Yeah, no, I'm saying,
you understand.
I understand. We always appreciate hearing from you. And I'm not going to put words in Michelle's mouth, but I think she's very much concerned about what's happening to the country right now. Some people are not. She's one that is. And it's like Craig said, she's entitled to her opinion, as you are yours.
Sure.
Yep.
And Chris Wallace is easily the best that's on Fox News.
I really respect him.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. I remember Chris Wallace is the son of the legendary Mike Wallace. So you get that influence. We got a Pete in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, I am still fuming over this O'Connor Way thing and also the shooting in town of the dog.
Like I said, they have James McKiernan. Yeah.
Where's the video cam that the cops are supposed to have?
They won't release it. I don't know if you've heard that or not. They refuse to release it.
Do we know why?
No. I do not know why.
They refuse to release it and say why. Terrific.
Yeah.
Terrific. Great cops we have. I hope McKiernan will tear them up.
I think that McKiernan's a pretty good attorney.
Yeah. You know, the thing about the O'Connor Wade debacle, which really gets me, I can see the cops screwing up. The DA is worthless. I understand all that. But what's with the judges? What's the matter with them? Been, as you said a little while ago, it's been months.
Well, I believe there's supposed to be a hearing I thought it was mid-October when there was going to be a hearing. So it should be coming up.
When you separate kids, there should be a hearing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway, I'm kind of furious about all these people. Some public servants here. I thought we had a decent chief. I guess I was way off on that one.
I'm glad you called, Pete. Thank you. We got Rick in La Palma on KVEC. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Dave. What's going on by my house, Sheehy Road?
Have you heard about it?
Yeah, there's a guy, Craig, I don't know if you have any update, but there's a guy who was attacking his girlfriend.
Yeah, there, I heard something about a knife involved. I'm not sure. I kind of wanted to stay out of it a little bit because I don't want any looky-loos heading to that area. I did mention earlier to avoid that road.
They've got it all blocked off. I can't go home. They've got the entire, both sides of Thompson barricaded.
It's a standoff.
Nobody can go up Sheehy.
Yeah. There's a man in a standoff after allegedly threatening girlfriend with a meat cleaver.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, they can't tell us. I have no idea when we can, when they'll let, nobody can get to their house.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I think you need to go see your friend.
I am. I'm on my way. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Yeah, I'll see if I can get an update for you during the news break. Zach is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing good. I missed getting to come in and chat with you about South Pacific this week, and I just thought I'd call and say hi and say how much I enjoyed that interview.
Are you? Thank you. Are you guys ready this Saturday and Sunday at the PAC, South Pacific?
Yeah, we are. It's been a long week, but the actors are all ready. The tech crew at the PAC has been fantastic. It's been a really big learning experience for me, kind of at the helm of this big project. So I'm pretty pumped to get that open and out to the public this weekend.
Can people still get tickets, Zach?
Yeah, they still can. You can go to operaslow.org. You can also go to, toppolytickets.org, I believe. And, we still got a few seats left, but not too many. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
South Pacific, the classic musical by Opera San Luis Obispo, directed by Zach. Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m.
Yeah, 2 p.m. Hey, Dave, thanks so much, and hopefully we'll get together soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Zach. All right, off we go. We've got news, traffic, weather. I'll see if I can find out anything else about the situation in Napomo. This is Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show. For people trying to figure out what's happening in South County, here's what the Tribune has posted. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's deputies are in a standoff with a man the agency says is barricaded inside a home in Napomo, causing road closures during Friday afternoon rush hour. Sheriff's Office spokesman Tony Coppola said that shortly after 1 p.m., the agency received a report of a man threatening his girlfriend with a meat cleaver in the 100 block of Old Summit Road. When deputies arrived, the man ran inside the home and refused to come out. The sheriff's office SWAT team also arrived on the scene, and Coppola said deputies are using a PA system to communicate with the barricaded suspect who has not cooperated. The CHP was called to assist in closing the section of Thompson Road and direct traffic from Highway 101. Traffic congestion in the area is being compounded by nearby non-injury vehicle collision on Highway 101 that, as of 4:50 p.m., had not been cleared from the roadway, according to the CHP. Let me translate, because when Rick in Napomo called in, he was trying to get off at Thompson Los Barros, take a left, go under the highway, and he was going to take the first left on Sheehy. I don't know exactly where Old Summit is, but it must be somewhere in the vicinity of Sheehy. So if you're heading south on 101, it sounds like there's going to be a backup on the traffic around Los Barros Road. You're not going to be able to go to Thompson. So you want to go down to Willow, get off at Willow, go over to Thompson, and see if you can backtrack until the police are able to defuse the situation. Given that it first went down at 1 o'clock, it sounds like this guy is going to be there for a while. That's my neighborhood, so I got to figure out what's going on. In Craig's excitement that Shepard Smith is leaving Fox, we got the Trump
Word of the day, the $1,000 a day Trump change giveaway.
This is the 18th word we've given out today on the station.
How do you know that?
Well, because I read the copy.
But yeah, well, I mean, you were sitting there counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The Pepper says,
doing the math.
Believe me, if Pepper Daniel says 18 words.
Oh, so he said 18 words.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, all of a sudden you just happened to know off the top of your head.
No, I read Pepper's copy.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I don't have that same copy. I got something else.
All right.
Mine doesn't have that. Well, the word is tower. There's a tower of terror in Disneyland, or used to be, or water tower. The word is tower. All you got to do is go to the KVEC mobile app that's on your phone, or you can go to 920kvec.com. Bada boom, bada bing. You could be $1,000 richer. And that is your word of the day.
All right. And tune in to First Look with Andy Morris and Scott Taylor Monday at 6:05, and to the Mark Wilson Show with Mark and Craig at 12 noon, and Hometown Radio with Dave and Craig at 3:05 for more words.
Yep. All kinds of words.
Do we know how much longer we're doing this?
I think it's kind of top secret.
All right. But just, we're doing it 18 times a day, weekdays, weekdays only. Motor Mouse, there's no Trump challenge. Off the Stolberg Law KVC text line, Tom and Napomo obviously wasn't listening to the show earlier in the week. He is writing, police don't want to release the dog video because, quite frankly, it's too brittle, and they don't want dog owners to get upset. As I explained earlier in the week, Tom, there are things that you can do when you release the video. The video can be redacted. Any kind of violence can be blocked out or blurred. There are ways that you can manipulate the video. All we're interested in is to see what was happening with the dog before he was shot. We don't need to see the dog actually shot. Also, as I pointed out, there are numerous examples around the country where police have been forced to release a video that depicted absolutely horrific things, the assault and killing of different suspects. It's the body cam is part of the evidence gathering. And I don't know. They got McKiernan. McKiernan's good. McKiernan will get results. That's all I care about. I want there to be justice. Anyway, it's last call. We're just sitting around talking. You can join us. Phone lines are open, 805-543-8830. 800-549-5832. You can talk about whatever is on your mind. Just want to say hi? That's fine. You want to promote an event? Great. Ask a question? Go for it. Talk about something we talked about this week? That's fine. You want to go in a different direction? That's fine, too. We had Danny talk about Michelle Doster. You know, I told the story before. I'll tell it again. I think it was 2005. Rich Hawkins was our general manager. Michelle was living up in San Jose at the time. And she had quite the reputation for being anti-George Bush and anti-Iraqi invasion. By the way, I think Michelle was kind of proven right on that one. And I announced that she's going to be on the show tomorrow. Somebody using Google and the internet figured out where she lived and got her phone number, called her up and warned her not to show up at the radio station, basically threatened her. So she still came down. We had a police officer outside. We had two private cops that Clear Channel hired. We evacuated the building, except for essential staff. And Michelle was escorted into the building, into the studio, so her voice could be heard. That's about as sad gets. We got a Travis in San Luis on KVEC. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Travis.
So I've been following this tweet that the NBA player put out in support of Hong Kong, and then the rapid apologies and everything by the NBA and other players to China. But yet at the same time, you know, LeBron James, different people, they will not go to the Trump White House, and, you know, they're very critical of his criticism of, you know, the you know, the kneeling during the national anthem protests.
Right.
You know, both of them are freedom of speech issues, but I think it's interesting that, you know, because there's so much money involved in China, that it's actually kind of sad, actually, because China is responsible for as many deaths as Hitler is, but we want their money. So it's like, oh, well, no, we're sorry, China. We didn't mean for them to put that out there to support Hong Kong.
I happen to think, Travis, that if you're an athlete and the president of the United States invites you, that you should go. It's not so much that you're representing yourself, although you probably are. You're representing the team. You're representing your city. You're representing all the fans, and you're being honored by the White House. I think that they should go. In terms of the China thing, what do you think?
Well, I think both people are within the rights not to go or to go. But to me, it's just as sad that China has that much control over, you know, it's not only the NBA. They've also sanctioned South Park. I'm not a fan of South Park particularly, but, you know, they put something in there about the Chinese concentration camps.
Yeah.
And they had to issue some sort of apology, but China still wasn't happy with that. And, you know, just because China wants something, they're brutal. I mean, they are a customer, but they're also a brutal dictatorship. And the people over there don't have the freedoms that we are entitled to here because of our constitution.
Well, and they control Hollywood. The perfect example of that is that you don't see actor Richard Gere in a mainstream Hollywood blockbuster anymore. And there's one reason, two reasons. One is his acting. Two, he has been a critic of China because of the Tibet and the Dalai Lama. And any movie that stars Richard Gere will not be released in China. And that's where studios make so much of their money nowadays. So Richard Gere has essentially lost his career because nobody wants to put him in a Hollywood movie because of China.
And also I heard the Top Gun movie had to remove some patches like Taiwan or something off of the original Top Gun jackets or something. I don't really know that much about it, but they controlled that. And you know, there's a lot of basketball viewers over there. I guess the players go there a lot during the summers or during the off season it's for basketball. So they're willing, but the sad thing is, just I guess my main point is that they're willing to give up their high ground and their morals in order to get the money. Whereas if it's President Trump, they call him a dictator. He's not throwing anybody in jail, but they won't even go to this White House.
It's selective indignation, Travis, I think is the term.
Yep. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Travis, good to hear from you. We'll come back for a final segment. Dave Congleton, Craig Hill, this is Hometown Radio. Top of the hour is ABC Radio News, and stick around for our new show on KVECR, American Stories. Let's take some calls. We've got Matt in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Matt.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good.
I hope well.
We're good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Wonderful place we live in San Luis Obispo.
I agree.
And the country as a whole. I value America and its freedoms. But I wanted to make a comment, if I may, about this Swedish Greta Thunberg.
The young woman who's protesting climate change.
Yes, who grabbed all the headlines with her climate change speech when she was at the United Nations. And I had my comments to make about that. I think she shows very, very much the idea of the cult of adolescence. And right now what's happening, I think that we are basically making teenagers a spokesman for political causes, at least. That's what seems to me. And their activism is really not reasoned as much as it's melodramatics. complete with all the screaming and whatever else they swear and whatever they think they can get by with.
Now, are you talking about the teenager, or are you talking about President Trump last night in Minneapolis?
I'm talking about...
He was coarse. He was swearing. He was using emotional language.
Okay. I'm talking about adolescents and the cult that we're permitting them to make comments without necessarily referring to reality. Now,
I think we're talking about the same thing.
I'm not against them expressing their views, and I think it's wonderful. However, the idea of adolescence, we don't expect youngsters to grow up to be adults, and we give them rights as adolescents up to the age of 30. In fact, even at age 25, we still don't think that they are mature enough to be on their own for medical insurance. So the society has to keep them on their parents' insurance, even if they're married, even if they're age 25. And I think that's utterly ridiculous.
Are you suggesting we shouldn't listen to her? What's your point?
No. I already made the comment. I said, no, I think it's very good that they're talking. However, we need to correct them when they're wrong. And I think there's what she's doing, and which is basically the fault of the teachers, they're fear mongering. And I think teachers are encouraging, or what they're doing is psychological terrorism.
But what if she's right?
It's malpractice what they're doing. They're scaring kids.
Now you're being emotional, my friend.
No, I'm explaining something, and I'm analyzing it, and I'm saying that it's dangerous for us to do that because what we're doing is scaring the kids.
But what if she's right? Future. What if she's right about climate change?
First of all, she's not right.
In your opinion?
Well, you know, she said she's blaming her parents and saying, we're going to hold you responsible. The first people that she should point her finger and be angry at are her parents. They're the ones that permitted and haven't taught her correctly. Here we have youngsters who say they're not going to have children because the world is going to end in now, what was it, 10 years now or 11 years. And so they have no future. They have no hope for the future because they've been told that the world is going to end. Young minds aren't capable of making value younger than her. Aren't they capable of making judgments on that? So even from the first grade on, they're telling them that the earth is going to go to pot, and they have we're going to have all this water that's going to, or the ice is going to melt, and the oceans are going to come up. That's wrong.
The majority of people, Matt, the majority of people in the world agree with her.
Well, unfortunately, that may be a fact. First of all, I don't think that the majority of people in the world, we have about 7 billion people, most of the people don't know about this hoax that's going on.
The majority of people surveyed believe that climate change is a risk, is a problem.
Well, they may believe that. However, we are entering everything that I have studied. It shows that we're actually going to be overall going to a cooler climate for the next so many years. But even that is ridiculous to say that climate models can predict something 100 years from now. 50 years from now, they say, if we do everything that's possible that we should do, the temperature of the world would be only about less than one degree centigrade warmer than it is now if we do everything.
If you don't like her, don't listen to her. She has a right to be heard.
I didn't say, no, you're absolutely taking me incorrectly. I'm not saying she shouldn't talk.
I'm just sitting here listening to a man who I respect just get real emotional over a young girl. Don't have to listen to her.
You're totally off base. I'm not emotionally upset about that. I'm rationally telling you why it's dangerous for our society to have elevated this cult of adolescence. We penalize young image bearers with low expectations. So we don't expect them to have to be right. We're afraid to correct them. We foster this idea that just because they're kids, they're right. No, they have to learn to make judgments, value judgments. But the younger kids, they don't have enough facts, and it is wrong for our teachers to put this expectation on them that the world is going to go to pot, is going to burn up because we humans are causing this climate change. It is not.
Did you hear her speech at the UN, Matt?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think? Just in terms of her style. Smoke.
I said I'm very sorry for her because she seemed to have emotional problems of her own. That's my image that she portrayed to me.
She has Asperger's.
Well, she has a lot of effort. However,
no, she suffers from Asperger's. She has a medical condition.
Okay, then she does have a problem, and I'm sorry for that. But her parents and her teachers are to be should be held to task because what they are doing is wrong, and I think this is psychological terrorism that the teachers are putting these kids under, right. And that's malpractice in my judgment.
All right, Matt. Have a good weekend. Appreciate the call. Off the Stolberg Law KVC text line. I'm just going. Have you guys gotten your real ID yet? Craig, have you gotten your real ID yet?
No.
Yeah, you intend to?
No.
Because you don't really need it unless you're going to fly, right?
Yeah, but I don't like doing what the government says.
But you know that if you need to go somewhere, you're going to need it.
No, I'll just act stupid and they'll let me go.
Okay.
They'll be like, you moron, just go.
All right. I thought we had a year. I think it's a year from now. I will get one. I am going to go somewhere else to get it. I am not going to go to San Luis. And nothing wrong with San Luis. The lines are too long. But there are some DMV branches in out-of-the-way places, shall we say, that I will go to when the time is ready. And I will get one. Does anybody want to follow Matt? Or is that going to do it? If you want in, Matt would have had a heart attack. She was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. She didn't win, but she was nominated by several people for a Nobel Peace Prize. 805-543-8830. If you want in, if you want the last call. Lord. As we start to wind down, someone please go get the dog, Jenny. We got Marilyn in San Luis on KVC. Hey, Marilyn.
Hello, David.
Hi, Marilyn. Who do you want to yell about?
Oh, no, I want to give you some happy news.
Okay.
A friend of mine told me today that if you have a passport, you don't have to get that other one. And you have a passport.
I have a passport, but I don't want to carry my passport with me everywhere. I'd rather just get the real ID.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I was giving you the easy way out.
That is an easy way out.
And I'm glad you're not going to this DMV because it's a lot of pain.
All right, Marilyn, have a good weekend. Thank you, dear. Thank you. Betsy's in Napomo. Hi, Betsy.
Hi, just real quick. First, a comment on Matt's take of Greta. I'm wondering if he'd ever had a teenager because it's really hard to get them to do anything they don't want to do. But I follow up on what Marilyn was saying. You can send your passport, like do a renewal through mail with your passport and get the passport card that fits in your wallet,
yeah.
$30, and it's good for 10 years.
Really?
And avoid the DMV altogether. Yep.
All
easy
right.
to carry in your wallet.
Sounds like you better do some research.
Alternative. Yep.
All right. Thank you, Betsy.
Anyway, have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Ingrid gets the final word. Hey, Ingrid.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Ingrid.
I was just going to say what Betsy said last time I renewed my passport. I got the regular passport and then the passport card.
But my passport won't expire for another, because I just renewed it about a year ago. So I got 7 years.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to renew your passport to also get a passport card. And they just fit in your wallet like a regular driver's license.
And if I do that, then I don't need the real ID?
then you don't need the real ID to go to fly or to go to Canada or Mexico.
All right, because I was going to invite Matt to go with me and go visit Greta.
Yeah, well, you can visit Greta with your regular passport, because these only go for flying domestically or to Canada or Mexico.
All right, sounds like you better do another segment on this and get everybody up to date. Ingrid, thank you. We are out of time. Thanks to everybody. Tracy Taylor, Mike Burrell, Dr. Gary Forsman, everybody who called in last call. Thanks to Craig for his help. Thanks to you for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. I'm Dave Congleton. Now, Oliver the Cat, get out of my chair. I'm coming home. Good night.